From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. There's no curfew in Ferguson, Missouri tonight, but National Guard troops have been deployed there as authorities try to head off any more violence during protests over the killing of an unarmed teenager, Michael Brown, by a police officer. The St. Louis County Medical Examiner confirms that Brown was shot several times in the head and chest. A similar finding came from Dr. Michael Bodden, a pathologist hired by Brown's family. He says Brown was shot at least six times.
All of these gunshot wounds were survivable, except for the one in the top of the head and went through the brain.
Attorney General Eric Holder says he's putting the full weight of the Justice Department into investigating the killing of Brown. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports Holder will travel to the area later this week to confer with investigators and community leaders.
The Attorney General plans to meet with FBI agents and civil rights investigators. They're looking into the actions of a Ferguson police officer who shot and killed 18-year-old Michael Brown. Eric Holder asked for patience as the civil rights probe advances, and he criticized the selective release of sensitive information about the victim by local authorities. Holder says he's committed to preserving the integrity of the federal investigation in order to restore trust between police and protesters, not just in Ferguson, but beyond. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
A temporary truce between Israel and Palestinian militants has been extended for 24 hours. For now, fighting in Gaza has not resumed. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports the UN is calling for a more durable and lasting ceasefire.
UN Middle East envoy Robert Seri tells the Security Council that the world can't leave Gaza in the condition it was before the latest outbreak of fighting.
Gaza urgently needs houses, hospitals, and schools, not rockets, tunnels, and conflict. We expect Hamas and all other factions to act responsibly in this regard and refrain from any actions that run counter to this agenda.
Israel's ambassador says, as he puts it, for once, he agrees with the UN envoy. But the ambassador didn't respond to other parts of the UN message that Israel and the Palestinians need to reach a durable solution that allows construction material and supplies to be brought into Gaza. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama says Iraqi and Kurdish military forces, with the help of U.S. airstrikes, have retaken control of a strategically important dam near Mosul.
If that dam was breached, it could have proven catastrophic, with floods that would have threatened the lives of thousands of civilians and endanger our embassy compound in Baghdad.
Obama is calling on Iraqi leaders to complete formation of a unity government. Stocks were higher on Wall Street today. The Dow Industrials closed up 175 points at 16,838. The Nasdaq Composite was up 43. The S&P 500 Index rose 16 points. This is NPR. Ukraine's government says dozens of civilians trying to flee the war-torn eastern part of that country were killed today when their convoy was shelled. Ukraine is blaming pro-Russian rebels for the attack, but they have denied any responsibility. A spokesman for Ukraine's military says the convoy was flying white flags and was clearly marked as civilian. New York's Metropolitan Opera has reached tentative contract agreements with the unions representing its orchestra and chorus. Jeff London reports the deal, which must still be ratified by the rank and file, was announced by federal mediators who called the talks difficult and highly complex.
Both sides had braced for a work stoppage, which could have delayed the Met's season opening in September. But with less than an hour to go before contracts expired at midnight, a reprieve was announced. Alan Gordon, president of the union that represents the Met's singers and dancers, said he was glad the company agreed to extend talks, but added,
"Both sides are tremendously far apart on the guts of a contract. That's going to be very difficult to close that gap."
Talks are set to resume today and go through the weekend. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
The UN's chief nuclear inspector says Iran is finally beginning to answer questions about suspicions the country has worked secretly to develop nuclear weapons, but he declined to say whether he was satisfied with the answers so far. The IAEA's investigation into Iran's nuclear program has made little progress since it began 7 years ago. The U.S. and other Western nations believe Iran is pursuing nuclear weapons capability. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.